If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials, always and forevermore.
Yep, forever Badger, yes.
Yep. All right, let's have some music.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Wiley's right. Oh, yeah. Wiley and the Wild West, and this is exactly what we're talking about. This song is Don't Say Whoa.
Well, a 3-inch rain at the end of May never stopped a fool from putting up hay. Got it all baled and the field it set, but the trick was picking when the field was wet. Don't say ho,
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 don't say ho in a mud hole. Two old mules hooking to the wagon and let them pull. They never knew their daddy was an ass when they hit that puddle, they'd make a big splash. Don't say ho,
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 don't say ho in a mud hole. Well, my old man was a hard-headed Swede, had to cross the creek when we wanted to feed. He'd pop the clutch on the old power wagon, we'd head for the bank with the tailpipe dragging. Don't say ho,
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 don't say ho in a mud hole. Don't say ho,
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 don't say ho in a mud hole.
Yes, sir. Sage wisdom and advice from Wiley in the Wild West. Don't say ho in a mud hole.
Well, we got to go back to what we were visiting about good help.
Okay, do it.
Here a number of years ago, in the spring, calving.
Sure.
And wanting to tag calves.
I know this story. I love this story. This is awesome. And I'm just going to interrupt you here for just a minute. I talked to this guy's son. Yeah. He said, my dad was the one that you talked about on the radio that got blown out of his sandals. So anyway, go. You're talking tagging. I'm talking the milk barn.
Sorting.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
We got to talk about that one. Okay,
we'll talk about that one later. Go back to your tagging story.
Well, Dick had roped a calf and he wanted to tag it.
Yeah.
It had just been dropped, you know. Yeah. I said, ooh, here's my chance.
Yeah.
Well, we had those waspy Beefmaster cows. And this mama was a good mama.
Yeah.
And
was she on the fight?
She was on the fight. She had a ring in her tail.
Oh, my.
And that old cow, you know, Dick always said, stand your ground, stand your ground.
She's just bluffing.
She's just bluffing. Well, she charged. And so I moved in to help. I was going to save the day.
Save Dick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did more damage than I did help.
Did you waller him a little bit?
He got up. It was wet in that meadow. He had a wool sweater on. He looked like a drowned rat by the time I got done with him.
This is me helping.
Yeah, this is me
helping. Here, this is me helping you. Yeah, I'm walking all over you.
Yeah, he's sitting there catching his breath, and the water's ringing off of him. He says, don't do that again.
Did he say, next time, don't help me.
Don't help
me. Yeah, I don't need your help. Yeah. Well, tell them the story about the feller in the...
Well, we had a waspy cow, and we needed to get her in the barn so we could tie her up so the calf could get on her.
Right.
And I tell you what, she was on the fight.
Uh-huh.
And we had lots of good help.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll use his first name, Rick, was there helping us, and he's a pretty good hand.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, this old boy was Rick's friend and everybody's friend, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was in the corral. It was spring, okay? The manure was a foot deep.
Yeah.
The cow charged, and Rick says, stand your ground. And he stood his ground, and she ran right over top of him.
And she wallered him.
And wallered him good.
Well, he was in his shorts.
And his Birkenstocks.
Okay. Well, and it's funny, too, because I saw that feller's son, and he said, man, I was listening to your show. He says, I got to tell you, that's my dad.
Well, he stood his ground. He did what he was told.
Stood his ground. She's bluffing.
And Rick was just over there,
Oh, my gosh. That was a pretty good mess, wasn't it?
Oh, man, what a wreck.
Yeah.
What a wreck.
Well, you know, the wild cow milking that we used to have at the Rendezvous.
Oh, those are
rodeos.
Always fun. Yeah.
Yeah, the football player that was the mugger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went out there in his shorts and his tank top and his flip-flops and tore his tank top off of him. Had a big old rope burn underneath his arm.
Him good.
Yeah, he had to go find his flip-flops. Yeah, out there in the... Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Always, that wild cow milking is always good for
always
life.
Entertaining. Always don't entertaining. Holler whoa. That's right, yeah. Hey, we better have a little cow poetry, don't
you?
Well, you know, I was thinking this week, we probably ought to just wash a cat.
Let's do it.
All right.
As I left the house early one morning, and I set out to see to my chores, a piece of paper caught my eye, tacked with a nail to the barn door. Upon closer investigation, I deduced that it was a note of some kind. It read like an instruction manual, but the author I couldn't find. It had a catchy opening statement that read, "How to bathe the cat." Well, of course it caught my interest. I mean, how could you ignore a title like that? So I commenced to read the instructions. After having washed my hands as not to soil it, and I was taken back by the first step that read, "Thoroughly clean the toilet." Well, the remaining steps I read carefully, and through the information I sifted, "Add some shampoo to the toilet water," it said, making sure both lids are lifted. "Then obtain the cat and soothe him en route to the john. Then in one swift movement, insert the cat, close both lids, and then proceed on. The cat will then self-agitate and commence to make ample suds, but be careful not to stand too close, as the cat will be reaching for your duds. Now ignore the noises that are coming from the toilet. The feline is actually enjoying this. Then flush the toilet 3 or 4 times to provide the power wash and rinse. Then have someone open the door, preferably the one that leads outside, making sure to take precautions that no one is in the way to collide. Then stand far back behind the toilet. Carefully lift both lids and stand by while squeaky clean cat rockets outside where he will jet dry." And the note ended just like that. And I sat there aghast and agog. Then it all came clear as I noticed it was signed, "Sincerely, the dog."
Well, there. Do not try this at home. We are professionals.
We are professionals.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
sign
I know.
The dog.
Right. Sign the dog. All right. How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man, yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah, who's singing?
Chris LeDoux.
What's he singing?
The Ride.
Ooh, this is my favorite.
I was 6 years old. My brother was 10. When July day came running in, seen a Ferris wheel at the edge of town. So, of course, we headed on down. Well, it took us an hour to walk that far, carrying our fortune in a mason jar. It was all pretty sad, a cheap county fair, with a few old rides, but there was ponies there. Well, the ponies stunk and the air was still in that dusty circle behind the Ferris wheel. This old guy smelling a smoking rum swung me up and set me down on one. Well, I'd never rode a horse, but I'd seen it done. Cowboy movies made it look like fun. This old man whispered a few soft words. It was the best advice I ever heard. And sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high, keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky, and live like you ain't afraid to die, and don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. I went up a kid with shaking hands, but I came down a full-grown man. It's like he'd cast some voodoo spell. Things were different for me now, I could tell. Cause whenever troubles came wandering in, his rhyme would pop in my head again. And somehow I rode through the needles and nails, brambles and thorns that life entails. And sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high, keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky, and live like you ain't afraid to die, and don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Well, I know someday farther down the road I'll come to the edge of the great unknown. There'll stand a black horse riderless, and I'll wonder if I'm ready for this. Well, I'll saddle him up and he'll switch his tail, and I'll tip my hat and bid farewell, and lift my song into the air that I learned at that dusty fair. Sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high, keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky, and live like you ain't afraid to die, and don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Nah, don't be scared, just enjoy your ride.
Man, I love that song. That is just a dandy.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Well, we're talking don't holler woe in a tight spot, but we need to ditch out to a cow commercial. When we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.